I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. A driver of a pickup truck deliberately rammed it into a crowd of New Year's revelers on the U.S. city of New Orleans' famous Bourbon Street, killing 10 people and injuring at least 35 others, VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
Federal authorities are terming the early morning New Year's Day attack in New Orleans an act of terrorism. The FBI identifies the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen from Texas who had an Islamic State flag flying from the bumper of the rented pickup truck he drove into a crowd. The man then began firing at police with a rifle, wounding two officers before he was shot dead. Authorities add that at least one viable bomb was found at the scene. Witnesses describe the attacker as dressed in military-type clothing. U.S. President Joe Biden was asked by a reporter on an airport tarmac in Delaware how he reacted when he heard about the attack.
The reaction was one of anger and frustration.
Biden declined to answer questions about the suspect. President-elect Donald Trump, who takes office in less than 20 days, released a statement linking the attack without evidence to immigration. He called the attack an act of pure evil. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Grieving relatives of the victims of the South Korean plane disaster have visited the crash site to pay respects to their loved ones on New Year's Day. All but two of the 181 people on board the Boeing 737-800 operated by Jeju Air died when it crashed while landing at Muon International Airport in southern South Korea on Sunday. Bereaved families visited the site on Wednesday for the first time since the crash, taking turns to lay white flowers. This is VOA News. Pope Francis ushered in the new year with an appeal for the faithful to reject abortion, calling for a firm commitment to protect and respect life from conception to natural death.
Ridare dignità alla vita.
Francis celebrated a New Year's Day Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday that was dedicated to Mary, the mother of Jesus. He prayed in his homily that everyone learns to care for every child born of a woman and to protect the precious gift of life. Francis has been speaking out much more emphatically about abortion in recent years than he did at the start of his pontificate. Palestinian medics said on Wednesday that Israeli strikes killed at least 12 people in Gaza as war grinds into the new year with no end in sight. AP correspondent Nayon Kim reports.
Mostly women and children were among the dead when a strike hit a home in the Jabalia area of northern Gaza. At Al-Aqsa Hospital in central Gaza, friends and family gathered around the body of a woman and a child killed in a separate strike in the Buraj refugee camp. Meanwhile, Israeli security forces were investigating part of a missile that was reportedly launched from Yemen and intercepted by Israel. The debris landed in a street in Bet Shemesh and no injuries were reported. I'm Nayan Kim.
Russian gas supplies to Europe via Ukraine came to an end on New Year's Day. Reuters correspondent Lauren Cook reports.
It brings down the curtain on Moscow's long period of dominance of supply in the European gas market. Russia's oldest gas export route to Europe is a pipeline dating back to the Soviet days. The deal expired after Ukraine's Naftogaz refused to renew its latest five-year transit deal with Russia's Gazprom. Ukraine's energy minister, German Galushenko, called this a, quote, historic event. Russia is losing its markets. It will suffer financial losses, he said in a statement. Despite the war between the two countries, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had said in December that Kyiv might consider allowing the transit of Russian gas. But it was on the condition that payments to Moscow be withheld until the fighting ends. Russian President Vladimir Putin, a week later, said there was no time left to sign a new deal. Russia and the Soviet Union spent half a century building up a major share of the European gas market, which at its peak stood at around 35%. But the war in Ukraine has all but destroyed that business for Gazprom, and Russia now holds about 8% of the market.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Cook. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.